Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the idea of a perfect relationship according to the subconscious expectations of a dismissive avoidant. So keep in mind, this isn't necessarily how a healthy or perfect relationship should be. These are just some of the subconscious expectations that the DA is carrying and what they're sort of ultimately looking for. And where there are places to update expectations and make them healthier, I will point those out and I will give you a healthier version of this or talk a little bit about the root cause of where this expectation comes from so that you can have a little bit more awareness into the topic. I just want to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the Personal Development School and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend us to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. So let's talk about the idea of a perfect relationship according to a DA. So here, this is pulled from hundreds, if not thousands, of conversations I've had with dismissive avoidants over the years, asking them, like, what would you like to see? What's your perfect relationship? What do you want? And these are the pretty congruent answers I hear. The first one, when you give a dismissive avoidant a sheet with needs on it from a relationship, I rarely, I can't think of one time ever. I'm sure there must be something, but none that come to mind. I rarely see a dismissive avoidant who doesn't circle harmony as one of their top needs in a relationship. Harmony, meaning like being able to get along, things flow easily, you know, and so this is a really important need for a DA in a relationship. Lightness. Often, though this will change a little bit by the time the dismissive avoidant gets to the stability phase of the relationship. If they do, they usually have been doing some kind of work on themselves. And it may not be like individually or doing courses. It could just be through the relationship and the responses they're getting and trying to update their forms of communicating and things like this. So that tends to be important. Consistency is very important. Safety, predictability, all of these things, very important to dismissive avoidance. Especially once they've really committed in a relationship, they want to feel like people are secure, that they're, you know, good on their own. They want to feel like their partner is independent. And sometimes they want their partner to be too independent while they're too independent. And sometimes a healthier expectation is for interdependence, where we can give and meet each other's needs and show up for each other's feelings and support one another emotionally. But it doesn't always have to be on one another to do that for each other either. Okay. A lot of like more high level needs that are important is they often look for laughter, humor, banter, fun, things like this. And they really want people to know and understand their need for time apart. And they often feel like, oh, I don't want that to be questioned. I want that to be honored. And again, healthy conversations can create some of this, right? It is important to have time alone and time apart as people, like spend some evenings by yourself from time to time and do your own thing in a relationship. That's very healthy and very important. But when that's all the time, or when that's, you know, 6 days a week and you're living together, then we can get into dynamics that may not be healthy, especially if there's children involved, a family, these sorts of things. So it's important to have a conversation where both parties compromise and come to a conclusion of what works for both individuals. DAs want their privacy respected. They want encouragement and validation, not in a narcissistic way, not in a way that's like too much. Usually if it goes over the line, if you give too many compliments, they often retract and freeze and feel like this is too much. It feels inauthentic. I can't sort of take this. It's very far outside of their subconscious comfort zone, basically. But a little bit of like words of affirmation here and there tends to be really important. The love languages of dismissive avoidance tend to be acts of service, gifts, but a lot more specifically for female dismissive avoidance as a general pattern, and words of affirmation, like we're mentioning. DAs often feel like we should each meet our own needs and not rely on each other to meet our needs, which is so interesting because as you see dismissive avoidance become more secure and sort of open up, they tend to feel funny about getting their needs met from others, but they tend to really like it. They tend to be like, oh, wow, I can ask that. Like, I can say that. And it's sort of a nice process to watch. So that is something as they're doing the work and as they feel more safe being vulnerable, things like that, that can come out. And they definitely want a drama-free zone. They do not do very well with drama, chaos, conflict. They've got usually big fears around that. And a lot of DAs have said to me historically, I want the room to miss somebody, AKA they find a little bit of a disconnect attractive or exciting. The absence makes the heart grow fonder sort of thing. But again, these aren't necessarily like, I think that's nice to a certain degree in a relationship with two secure people, to have your independence and your own hobbies and your own things that you do from time to time, very important. But when it's like room where it feels like a disconnect or too much space in a relationship, usually one party feels like their needs are not being met by the other party and then starts to doubt or question the relationship sometimes, even securely attached individuals. So this is the perfect relationship according to the subconscious expectations of the DA. Not necessarily all of these things are really healthy, but a lot of you guys asked for this and wanting to sort of know the landscape of this person's subconscious mind. So there you have it. Please like, share, and subscribe if you're getting a lot of value out of this channel.